This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios, Jody Beznoska. She is the Executive Vice President for Communications. No, wait.
Executive. I like that.
Do you like that?
You just added that to my name. I think I need to ask my boss if I can have
okay.
that name.
Vice President. Vice President. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in our hearts, you're an Executive Vice President.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
That's awesome.
This is a big week.
Oh, isn't this just an exciting week? We were just talking about, of course, what everybody's talking about with Crystal Bridges opening up on Friday. But man, it is really, really fun to think about what we're going to get to see and experience over the next couple of months.
Nobody has to wait long for Rock of Ages.
No,
that's coming.
That is coming. Actually, on Saturday, before we get to Rock of Ages, if you're having an art day, I would continue the art day with us. At 2 o'clock on Saturday, we'll have a program for kids called Harold and the Purple Crayon in the big hall in Baumwalker Hall. It's a dance show, but it's based on the beloved children's book, Harold and the Purple Crayon. Harold, the story of the book is just so charming. Harold is imagining that he wants to take a journey, and so he takes his crayon and he draws himself a journey, which is kind of appropriate when you think about big museums opening.
Right.
And what's wonderful is the crayon takes him, he draws wherever he wants to go, and then it takes him home. And this piece is going to do a dance-based interpretation of that. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to introduce young children to dance in a way that they will understand and in a way that will capture their imagination. But I also think this is going to be one of those shows where the parents and the adults in the audience will probably come away with a pretty nice sense of wonder also, because it's just such a beautiful imaginative story. So that's Saturday, 2 o'clock, I believe, in Baumwalker Hall. That evening, we will have Hubbard Street Dance, who are the folks doing Harold and the Purple Crayon. We will have them performing in Star Theater. Right now, there's no tickets available for that. It's a small show, but if you really want to come, you can come to the box office and get in line and see if something opens up. But what I learned about this performance is this is going to be a kind of a studio performance. So it's not going to be a fully mounted dance concert. It's going to be more like you're observing dances in different stages of their life.
Oh.
So you might see some dances where they're in rehearsal clothing.
Oh, I see.
You might see some where they're in full costume. You might see some that are just in development and are not being performed in a main public work yet. So it's going to be fun. That's Saturday evening at 8. And then Sunday on the 13th, the UA Fall Choral concert is happening. And then we get ready for Rock of Ages. Then Rock of Ages. November 15th through the 20th, a full week of performances, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, two shows on Saturday, two shows on Sunday. If you like 80s rock, hair bands, Styx, Poison, Journey, Whitesnake, if you like it, you must come see this show. I've been watching a video and remembering seeing it in New York and just laughing because it's so much fun. And there's... there are tickets available for all shows, and I have a feeling this is going to be a show where there's a lot of last minute purchasing. So if you know you want to come, I would get your tickets now. That way you'll get better seats if you do it now. So that's next week, and then on the 21st, the UA Wind Symphony will perform. Then we're off for a little bit for Thanksgiving. Believe it or not, can't believe it's Thanksgiving. And then on the 29th, we have the UA Inspirational Singers. And then from the 3rd through the 5th, there will be a whole host of university choral programming in the hall. Three or four different concerts over the course of those 3 days. And then the next program for us is on the 7th, we have Kenny Rogers.
Oh, that's right. And that's a Christmas
tinged? That's a Christmas and hits show. So he will basically, the way I understand it, he will do a set of hits and he will do a set of Christmas. I have to admit, I'm pretty excited to see Kenny Rogers. my parents, the Islands in the Stream and the Gambler and all those classic albums, that's what we listened to. Loved it. So that's on the 7th. That's an 8 o'clock show on the 7th. And then the following, that weekend, Theater Squared opens their Christmas performance of It's a Wonderful Life, which will be fantastic. It will run for 4 weeks, and it will run actually through the Christmas holiday, which is a great thing. We'll have some theater to go to on the break. On the 9th, we will have in the Starlight Jazz Club, we will have Anat Cohen. We'll talk more about her later, but she's a wonderful musician. And that'll be a small performance in Star Theater. And then on the 10th, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas will do their Christmas Pops concert. And then we have some kids shows coming up. And on the 15th, we'll have Manhattan Transfer also doing a Christmas-themed show. So it's time to start thinking about Christmas content already. I can't believe it. But what a fun couple of weeks and we have ahead for us, for everyone who loves the visual arts and everyone who loves, you know,
dance music,
dance
whatever,
music, country music, you theater, bet. Christmas. We have it all coming up in the next couple months.
443-5600.
Correct. Or waltonartscenter.org for tickets. And just come on down and visit us.
All right. Jody, thanks as always.
Thank you.